Good evening, dear brothers. I believe gathered here are several hundred brothers from both Northern California and Southern California local churches. And I am exceedingly thankful to the Lord to allow us to have this time, this next 30 minutes or so, to say something to you. Only the Lord knows what a heavy burden I have in my heart right now. I can hardly describe that to you, but I hope that as the Lord would give me his utterance and the Lord's Spirit would move among us tonight as we have this fellowship, this burden within me can be discharged, at least to some degree. And I actually pray that this burden will land in your spirit and that it would become your burden, which burden, I pray even more, would lead you, would constrain you. I would even say would force you to go before the throne to pray. Now, as you know, this fellowship tonight has to do with the upcoming first of its kind, All California Blending Conference on this Labor Day weekend. Now, it's not like that Northern and Southern California churches never blended, but in terms of sanctifying a weekend like this and then gathering specifically the churches within the state, of course now virtually through Zoom, but nevertheless gathering all the saints in these churches before the Lord and before his word is something, as I recall, maybe the first time we have done this, at least in recent memory. So I'm here, first of all, to urge you, to strongly urge you. I don't know what else to do without coming to your home and put some handcuffs on you or something. I strongly, strongly urge you, all you brothers, would take the lead to separate this those 3 days, and that would be, I hope at the end the brothers would say a few words concerning the practical side of this training. That weekend, Labor Day weekend, starting Friday evening through Lord's Day noon, there will be 4 sessions, and I urge you all to not go somewhere. You can take your family for vacation, for getting out of your house another time, but please do not use that weekend. And if you have made plans, try to change them and stay and participate in this conference to view them, all those 4 meetings. And also, I would like to urge you, of course, to fellowship with your saints, to promote that weekend conference, to encourage them, to admonish them, to follow your pattern, your example, to do the same. Now, brothers, the point here is not just to have lots of people, to break some kind of attendance record. There's no such thought within me. The thought is only this, that I have some sense through the prayer and fellowship with the brothers that has led to this decision to have this conference, that we are at the threshold of a new and fresh move of the Holy Spirit among us in his recovery in this country of the United States. This seems like a bad timing. This is seems like a poor timing with all the pandemic, with all the social unrest, with the economic problem in the economy, and so many things going on in this country at this moment. But God is sovereign, and God's ways are higher than ours, and his thoughts are higher than ours. Who among us can be his counselor? He is wise, and he knows. And oftentimes, he would use a challenging and difficult environment, in fact, to initiate his work, his move. And this very possibly would be one of those times. Dear brothers, I hope you will not take this as me exaggerating things or playing things up just to get you to come to that conference. All the things that I'm saying now, I have been praying for years. And that expectation within me, that hope within me, that burden within me for a new beginning of the move of the Lord in this country in a fresh way, I just believe the Lord that he has to do it in his timing, and that he would not give up this country. He will revisit it. He will have mercy upon it, and specifically his recovery that has been here almost 60 years. That's a long time. And when the recovery came to the shores of this country in the West Coast under Brother Lee and his ministry, there were the beginning years of revival, of the great move of the Spirit, of phenomenal growth and increase of the Lord. And so in a very short time, 10 plus years, the Lord's recovery spread all throughout this land. And in fact, not only in America, but beyond its shores to all the five continents. Some of us were there, and I myself was in the latter part of the so-called Eldon Hall days to witness this. I was a participant. I was an eyewitness. And so I do not say this from second hand or third hand. I was a first hand participant. And the Lord only knows how I have longed for years, if not decades, that the Lord would do something, not only to repeat what has happened, but to do even more, much more, much, much more than what he did in those days. So brothers, this time, this conference is special in that our focus, our emphasis is not on life and truth or vision as such. That doesn't mean we don't care for life or truth or vision. Everything we do must be in the way of life in the Lord's recovery. Everything we do must be buttressed by the truth in the divine revelation, the Word of God. And everything we do must be controlled by a heavenly vision. The vision of the triune God and his glorious eternal economy. So we will never deviate. We will never leave those things. However, this time, the burden is not focused on that. The burden is focused on God's work and specifically God's move on this earth. And even more particularly, his move in this country of ours, the United States of America, which we believe, following our dear brother Lee, our senior co-worker, who passed away 23 years ago, that this country is likely the very last country, major power on the earth that he would raise up to facilitate his divine move. That it is unlikely that there will be another country like this that will be raised up on the earth that he could use as he used powers, empires, nations, great nations, to facilitate his move on the earth, to accomplish his purpose in this age. This would be the last country to do that. And we indeed, brothers, are living in the very last days of this age. I have no prophetic word to say when the Lord will come, but I think all the signs points to the end. And even as we pray, as we draw near to the Lord, as we're in his presence, as we are in his word, we sense the rising up of that morning star. As we heed the prophetic word of God, we sense the day is about to dawn. The darkness is deep. The day is drawing near. And we indeed, there would be the sun rising on its strength, the sun of righteousness. That is the coming of Christ the Messiah, to receive his people to himself, to rapture his overcomers, to defeat all the powers on the earth, especially the Antichrist, to bring in his kingdom. Brothers, none of these are fairy tales. None of these are just a kind of talks that we have. These are real. This is real. And so, brothers, for all this to happen today, the Lord must move in a speedy way, in a strong way, in a powerful way in these last days. Particularly in and through his recovery. Now the recovery is not huge, it's not large, we're actually very small. But what he has given to this recovery is unbelievable, unprecedented, even in Christian history, the history of the church in these last 2,000 years. Why is it so? There must be a commission, there must be a purpose. And brothers, we have been called into his recovery. I think we can all say that we didn't plan that. We were just brought here in his sovereignty. And here we are in his dear recovery in the local churches. Now, we're not perfect, far from it. We're not even that strong. In fact, and in many ways, we're quite weak and fragile, and we have not been that faithful even to what the Lord has called us into. But nevertheless, his word is with us, and his presence is with us, because his speaking is still with us. And we believe from the bottom of our heart that his work and his move in an inward and hidden way, in a deep way, in an unseen way, is still there going on. It's up to us, dear brothers and dear saints in the churches, how we would cooperate with him. And especially as he is about to move in a fresh way, how we would respond to him in these days. And this time, I believe, if the Lord is going to do something new and fresh and powerful and prevailing, it cannot be just on the shoulder of a few or just in a few local churches or in some specific region. I believe it will take all the churches all the saints, all the leading brothers, and all the co-workers as one. Blended together in one accord, exercising the master key of all the divine blessing, bringing in an unprecedented morale in the Lord's recovery. Brothers, I hope you would pray for this. Now you know it's not just coming to another conference of the churches, even though it's a very special one. But this conference, I hope and I believe, will be a part of the Lord's initiation of such a move. Now, of course, this move is not just overnight. In God's plan, in His sovereignty, He has prepared many things in this country, in the brothers, in the saints, in the churches, to bring us to this point. While we can never say we're fully ready, but when the Lord moves, we must move with Him. When the trumpets sound, the army must array itself. We must decamp. We must follow the Spirit to go up and take the land. Now, tonight, I have really nothing further to say concerning that conference. The brothers will say a few words to you at the end. But I will tell you the main line of this weekend are four lines. Embodied in the four messages, number one, the strategic importance of the USA. Let me actually bring it to me, to me, I can tell you. And the need to spread the divine truths and the complete gospel for the building up of the body and the preparation of His bride. These are not empty words, brothers. These are very, very exceedingly great and noble commission that the Lord has given to us that we have yet to fulfill in the United States. Second, to carry out this move, we need to keep the oneness of the body and practice the one accord so that we can facilitate this move, so that this move would have morale, this move would be strong, this move would be sustained by the oneness of the Spirit and the oneness of the body. And I believe to some extent that we're ready for that. The third line is the need for all of us to become vital, living, intensified by the sevenfold Spirit, to practice the New Testament priesthood of the gospel. This great word that our brother Lee has left to us about the energizing priesthood of the gospel according to Romans 15:16. That when all the saints have their function, organic function, recovered as members in the body, all will be part of this holy and royal priesthood to offer sacrifices to God and to release the virtues of light in darkness. Brothers, this is what our church life should be, a priesthood filled with energizing priests that are vitalized, living, bearing fruit. They operate and live in resurrection. They enjoy the Spirit as the fuel, as their power. Brothers, we're praying for this. We must pray for this. And this must happen in the United States. And finally, last line of burden this weekend is migrating for the universal spreading of the church as the testimony of Jesus. Brothers, the Lord must spread. The Lord must grow. The Lord must increase. The churches, the saints, in life, in number, in every way, the Lord must gather his materials. The Lord must bring in his marked out ones, the seekers, the sinners, that he has predestinated before the foundation of the earth. And they're here. They are looking for answer, for a home. They want God. They want God's family. They want the real love, the real peace, the real justice. All the things that the people are looking for and are not finding. They want that. They've been created for that, and they've been called to that. And they're waiting for us to reach them in this city and that, in this campus and that, in all the states of this land, in all the cities and towns and communities. Brothers, we've got to go and find them. We've got to go. So this burden for migration, we'll say more, including these GTC cities this year, but not only this year, brothers. Don't just think this year. Look into the Lord for the next decade, two decades. We will continue to move with him. Now with the remaining time, we have only 5 to 6 minutes. I would like to tonight end by another urge, by another plea, my brothers, and that is to pray. We've been praying now, first with unceasinglypray.org, and of late by beseeching.org. Every day, if you are a subscriber, you get a prayer burden sent to you. I don't know whether you've done that. If not, I urge you to do that. Daily, I'm supplied, strengthened by these prayer burdens, including the one today on the high and rich praise of God to deal with his enemy, to win the victory. Brothers, I urge you these days, between now and Labor Day weekend, which is about 2 weeks, to pray every day. On top of the other things that you are praying for, yourself, your prayer companions, your church, to pray strongly and intensely for this coming weekend. But not only for this weekend, but for the results that will come forth from the discharge of the burden in this weekend. To pray for this country of the United States, God's preservation of her, God's protection of her, not just for this country in itself, but for the country that he can continue to use to carry out his economy. This country need our prayers right now, including the leaders, including the people, even including its institutions. There's a need to pray, brothers. Pray. Now, specifically, I would like to ask you to pray for two things. And I would use two passages from the Old Testament to ask you to pray. I don't have the time, so I would just refer you to these two passages to direct our prayers. Number one is in Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, where Paul obviously was speaking to Israel, calling them again to return to Jehovah. Actually, it's in the word of the prophet. Let's return to Jehovah He has torn us, but he will heal us. He has stricken us, he will bind us up. He will enliven us after 2 days, and on the third day, he will raise us up, and we will live in his presence. Obviously, the 2 days means the 2 days of death. The third day refers to the day of resurrection, although this is a prophecy concerning Israel. From the time when they rejected the Lord Jesus, the Savior, they have entered into the 2 days in these last 2,000 years. This is a prediction of a third day that will come. That is the day of the millennium, the day of the restoration of God's people, Israel. And that will be the day when they will be brought into the reality of Christ's resurrection. And that's when the Lord will come. And they will enjoy the third day. It says, therefore let us know and let us pursue knowing Jehovah. His going forth as sure as the dawn, and he will come to us as the rain. Messiah will come as the rain, the latter rain. The first rain was the rain in Pentecost. There will be a latter rain that will come when the Lord comes back again. And the late rain which waters the earth. But we can surely apply it to ourselves here in the churches in the United States. Brother Lee has this to say in the year 1992 when we went to Russia. He said this. Brother Lee once said that the work of the Lord should, quote, follow the rain, unquote. Where the rain is, there we should go to sow. And he was burdened for Russia at that time, that it was raining in Russia. It surely was. And we caught that rain by migration there in 1991. But he said this, compared to Russia, the United States today is like a desert. In relation to the Lord's interest, the entire United States is sleeping, is dormant in the night. Then he said this, perhaps after 10 years, thousands of Russians may come to the United States to re-evangelize this country. The Lord will not tolerate the present situation. He has a way to do something. If we expect that eventually the Russians will come to the United States, which they did not come, that was Brother Lee's thought. We who are in the United States should go there first, Russia, to light the fire. Yes, there's no thousands of Russian saints that came here. But I am here talking about this hope, this principle. What the Lord has done in Russia, in Europe, should stir up the sleeping giant of America, the churches and the saints in this country. There is time for us to wake up out of sleep, out of dormancy, out of the night, that we will not ourselves tolerate the present situation, that we will cooperate with God according to his ways to do something. Brothers, now is the time. Let us pray then, I urge you, for the latter rain. I'm not speaking this as a Pentecostal, but I am praying that the Lord will give his life-giving spirit, himself as the pneumatic Christ, as the rain. He will have mercy on us. He will pour forth the latter rain to quench our thirst, to water the desert, to cause rivers to flow in the wilderness again, for there to be grain, for there to be wine, for there to be fresh produce, for there to be riches again, for a flourishing time, for a time of revival in our midst, here in the churches in America. Let it be so, brothers. Pray for this rain. And quickly, I know I'm a little bit over time. I hope, brothers, you don't mind here very quickly. And I don't have the time to read. I refer you to Ezekiel chapter 37. And there were these dry bones in front of Ezekiel. And the Lord Jehovah, the son of came to him and said, prophesy over these bones. Speak to the dry bones. And when you speak, I will cause breath to enter into them and they will live. And so he prophesied Ezekiel. And as he did, there was a rattling, an earthquake. The bones came together. Then sinews were put on them and flesh and skin. But there's still no breath. There needs to be a second prophecy. He did that, and prophesying this time, not to the bones, but to the wind. Prophesy and say to the winds, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain that they may live. And he prophesied, and breath came into this lifeless body that had been put together. And they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. And then he prophesied this time now to the army. And he said, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will place you in your own land. So I ask you, brothers, to pray in a prophesying way to the bones, to the breath, and to the army. Speak forth Christ in proclamation. This is not just a prayer. This is a prophecy to speak what is nothing into being. To speak so that the dead can be raised. To speak for the wind and the breath to come. And this wind and the breath is likewise the Spirit. In the economical sense and the essential sense, in both ways, to fill us within with his life and to clothe us without with his power, this holy breath. And we will live and we will become an exceedingly great pneumatic army that come out of the grave and to take the land of Christ, and also the land of this country. Brothers, this is the burden, and I urge you to pray. Take these passages and let us pray for these 2 weeks daily. We probably should pray after even that conference very much, as the Lord is leading us these days to build up our prayer life and prayer ministry. In fact, the more we pray, the more the Spirit will come and we will be revived and vitalized. And the more we prophesy, the more we will see things happen. Don't look at the outward. Don't believe the outward situation. Pray and prophesy. May the Lord pour out the Spirit of grace and supplication upon the local churches in these days, especially the churches here in California. I urge you to do so in the name of the Lord. May he be with us, and may the Lord bless all the churches in California, and may he bless this coming Labor Day weekend conference. Amen.
Well, brothers, thank you, Brother Manoro, for that encouraging word. Our feeling among those who have been in fellowship regarding the conference is that we would like for tomorrow morning, which is our last Lord's Day before the conference, to have a very strong promotion of this conference among all the saints, which was one of the reasons why we had this special fellowship, even to call the brothers from all the churches in California together for a pre-conference fellowship to enable us to infuse the burden for this special, special time. So I would like to also provide you, and I'm going to put it in the chat, the website or portal in which everyone will be gaining access to the conference. It's very simple. We may try to make it as simple as possible. It's labordayconf.com. Emma, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, if the brothers will allow, to show you this conference, this website, this portal, where you can gain access to the conference. It's very simple. It has the announcement letter. It has the schedule. So for the four meetings, starting at 7:30 on Friday evening and extending to Lord's Day morning, starting the conference meeting starting at 10 a.m. Now, the original letter that was sent out said 9:30, but after further fellowship, we had a feeling that maybe we should not try to have a Lord's table together. That does not mean we do not have a Lord's Day at all that morning. Actually, we're encouraging all the churches to make separate arrangements to have your Lord's table, whether it's as a church or as a district or as a small group, to have a time to remember the Lord before the conference meeting and arrange it so that you can join the conference meeting at 10 a.m. And if you, this portal is a very simple one-page portal. If you scroll down, there are these links by languages. You would just click on these links, and the link will send you automatically into the Zoom session that you'll be assigned by language. Now, every session, at least the first three sessions, there will be a combination of pre-recorded messages, some fellowship from the GTCA brothers, and then also a breakout time, a time for breakout rooms where we can have mutual blending and encouragement to fellowship concerning the burden of the conference. So we encourage you to just maybe promote, to let the saints know of this portal, labordayconf.com, and everything will be, could be found here. A few days before the meeting, we anticipate having all the links to the different outlines in the respective languages right here. And we also anticipate being able to have the recording of the messages after the conference is over also available right here. So this portal is all you need to know to be able to encourage the saints to join this Labor Day conference at labordayconf.com. Okay, I think that's it. Thank you, brothers, for joining. We apologize for going over a little bit, but we hope to all see you next week when we get together for the unprecedented blending. May the Lord be with you. And I think at this point, we can say good night. Praise the Lord.